It started as a conversation 5 years ago. How could educators and community leaders offer options and opportunity to Eva Beach kids? The answer will be fully revealed next July when the first charter school in Eva Beach will open. Its charter was recently approved by the state's Public Charter School Commission. Attorney Zach Diono is president of the board of directors. He joins us now with a look inside Dream House. Congratulations.
Aloha, Beth Ann. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
This has been a long process and one that you thought you might have had licked last year, came back again this year to see that, in fact, your charter was approved. How did you look at this only for Eva Beach? What made you look at Eva Beach?
That's a great question. So the founding board of Dream House, which is comprised of former teachers in the Eva Beach community, a lot of us taught between 2007 and 2012, and were either lost our positions in the schools due to the furloughs or moved on otherwise. But we do have a connection to the community. Other folks that we brought into our project are also from the community as well. So Eva Beach, it's everyone on our team has a direct connection to that community.
With that personal impulse to do something for a community that you care about, what did you see would have to be brought into a proprietary curriculum for a charter school that would be particularly meaningful to the kids in Eva Beach?
That's a great question. So during the last 3 or 4 years, we spent a lot of time conducting talk stories in the Eva Beach community, inviting stakeholders, families, former students of ours, community leaders into the conversation and asking them, what do you think you'd like your children to experience in the public schools? And some of the themes that came out of those conversations revolved around a sense of identity and leadership, pathways to leadership being local leaders. And so we took those messages and we began to develop this curriculum that would focus and lift up the importance of students having a sense of identity while they're in the school, in their community, in the state, in the world, and becoming leaders that are going to go out, do wonderful things, but they come back to Hawaii, to their hometown, and become stewards within that community.
How far along are you in that proprietary curriculum? Are there things specifically that you can talk about that will make Dream House different?
We've developed a lot of the curriculum up to this point. I think we have some subject content areas to continue to work on. And like any other school, it'll be a constant refinement process. But we have folks from the University of Hawaii, Dr. Deb Zerker, who are on our team, who have provided a tremendous capacity and support in ensuring that our curriculum is standards aligned, rigorous, relevant, and meets all the state requirements, but at the same time honors what our mission is trying to accomplish.
You've been fortunate in having mentors involved with the creation of Dream House. One that we know and we talked to earlier this week is Buffy Cushman Pates from Seeks. What was her input to you that gave you some of the structure that might be models for, you know, other charter schools that are looking to come on board?
Yeah, Buffy's been a wonderful mentor to Alex in particular, who is Alex Teese is our school, will be the school director. You know, Buffy has done incredible work in terms of setting a new tone for the charter school movement in Hawaii. And things that we've, you know, were able to look at with Seeks is, you know, their internal protocols in terms of their financial structure, their organizational structure. And that has been really helpful to get us on the right path. And she has provided tremendous wisdom and guidance about her experience so that our experience moving forward can avoid some of the, you know, lessons that were learned on her end. But yeah, like I said, this is a work in progress and, you know, it's exciting to have the charter, but now the real work is going to begin.
When you open, you'll be only with sixth grade. Will that be tough for kids to all be in the same grade level without anybody above them or below them to be able to give points of reflection?
That's a good question. You know, I think that it'll be a unique experience. And I think in all facets, we want this school to be unique. But at the same time, as a former middle school teacher, and Alex is also a former middle school teacher, those middle school years are precious. And I think having an opportunity to work with students in the sixth grade for a year without having an upperclassman, if you will be great. And it'll set the tone for them to become leaders and mentors for that incoming class the following year. And again, that speaks to that leadership quality that we want our students to be graduating with down the road in year 12.
As you've been through the process of becoming a charter school and had your charter denied last year and then approved this year, what do you think makes the difference? And how would you advise other organizations that are looking to create charter schools?
You know, I appreciate the fact that we did not get our school granted last year. I think that if we were disappointed or frustrated, it would have been from a sense of pride. But I think we took the denial last year and really appreciate and listened to the feedback from the commission, went back to the table and ripped open our application and began to just fill in all the pukas that had been identified. And so that year of extra year preparation was wonderful. And I think that moving forward, the charter school process is almost a two-year process. And if that's the case, it's fine, because if it's going to produce high-quality schools, then I'm all for that. I don't mind putting in the extra work and the commitment to make sure that our students are going to receive the best when they walk through our school doors.
Charter schools have had mixed reactions from the public and also from the kids and families that they serve. What do you think should make the difference when you come on and when other schools that might be following in your model come into the charter school system? What do you think they really have to pay attention to?
You know, the first word that comes to my mind right now is humility. I think that charter school leaders or people who are in the business of wanting to start a school need to understand that your school isn't going to be the panacea to issues that may exist in the public education schools, the traditional ones at least. We're merely working in partnership with surrounding schools, and we want to approach this process humbly. We want to take in feedback from our district leaders in the DOE, our community stakeholders who are both invested in our traditional public schools as well as our charter school, and really bring in as many people and as many voices as possible so that we're not going into a community and saying, this is how we're going to do it. This is how education is best delivered to students. In fact, you know, this whole model that we've created is based on community feedback from the community that we want to serve. So we really feel like it's an authentic brand of education that we're going to be delivering for students and families.
In concert with the community and with other public schools, not in opposition to, is what I hear you say.
Exactly, yeah. It's never good to work in opposition to folks. I think working in collaboration, especially in Hawaii, is the best approach.
Zach, what will be a real tell for you that this has been a successful process?
I think we look at down the road in 6 years, if we have a 6-12 school and we're graduating, our first graduating class has 100% college acceptance, and not necessarily that those kids have to go to college, but that they have those options, that the community is happy, that we've honored the community in terms of what we said we were going to do, and that we've meet all the criteria on the commission side, I think we'll be very happy with what we've done at that point.
Well, we wish you well with your dream for Dream House.
Mahalo.
Attorney Zach Diano is the founding board member and president of Dream House. He started his career in Hawaii as a middle school special education inclusion teacher at Ilima Intermediate in Ewa Beach. Through Teach for America, Dream House in Ewa Beach will open next July.